أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أئنكم لتكفرون بالذي خلق الأرض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين فقضاهن سبع سماوات في يومين وأوحى في كل سماء أمرها وزينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وحفظا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم فإن أعرضوا فقل أنذرتكم صاعقة مثل صاعقة عاد وثمود إذ جاءتهم الرسل من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم ألا تعبدوا إلا الله قالوا لو شاء ربنا لأنزل ملائكة فإنا بما أرسلتم به كافرون. Say, do you reject the one who has created the earth in just 2 days and set up equals for him? Such is the Rabb of the worlds. He has placed it in mountains standing firm above them and bestowed his blessings therein and granted nourishment in due proportion in 4 days in accordance to the needs of those that inquire or those that seek for his sustenance. Thereafter, he had ascended towards the heaven and it was in the form of smoke and he commanded it, يَتِيَا طَوْءًا أَوْ كَرْهَا, commanded the earth, commanded the earth and the heavens, come willingly or unwillingly. And both replied, we come in willing obedience. Then he had created and completed the creation of the 7 heavens in 2 days and assigned the duty of every heaven, and we had adorned the lower heaven with lights, that is stars, and provided it with guards, malaika, ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ, such is the decree of the one who is exalted in might and all-knowing. And if they turn away, then tell them that I warn you of a disaster like the disaster that had overtaken Ad and Thamud. When the Rasuls had come to them from before them and behind them, in other words, they explained to them in all different ways from one perspective to the other. And the gist of their message was, worship none but Allah. And they replied, had our Rabb willed, he would have sent down Malaika for the same purpose. So we outrightly reject the mission that you've been sent with. As for Ad, then they behaved haughtily in the earth in defiance of the truth, and they said, who can be superior to us in strength? Don't they see that Allah Ta'ala had created them and He is much superior to them in strength? And they were bent on rejecting our signs. And as for the Ad, we had sent against them an icy cold storm in unfortunate days, in days of disaster, we send to them a storm, icy cold and furious. In days of disaster, that you may give them a taste of the disgraceful punishment in this life, and the punishment of the hereafter is far more humiliating, and they will receive no assistance. And as for the Thamud, we had guided them, but they preferred misguidance, blindness against guidance. Then the disaster, the punishment that was humiliating, overtook them because of their deeds. And we had saved the righteous, those who had believed. Utba ibn Rabi'a, the leader of the Quraysh and the leader of the opposition, had suggested to his people that, if you don't mind, that I will go up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make some proposals to him. Utba comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know the position that you occupy amongst us, the honor, the respect, and the position that you occupy amongst us, highest amongst the Quraysh. And do you see this mission that you have come with, and you have created a division in our ranks, you have condemned our gods and our religion, and created divisions. So if it is that you are looking out for a position amongst us, then we are prepared to give you that position, that you will be an unchallenged leader amongst us. And if it is that you are pining for wealth, then we will accumulate all our wealth and you will be the wealthiest amongst us. And if it is that you have been challenged in your health or emotionally or mentally, then we employ the best types of physicians to come and treat you. Utba had ended his talk, his suggestion or his proposal. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited these words, these verses of Hamim, until he reached the verse about the punishment that had overtaken the Aad and the Thamud, the disaster that had overtaken these people. When Utba had heard these words, so overwhelmed with fear, as though he could see the punishment descending before him. And he pleaded to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now stop, Ya Rasulallah. Utba then goes up to his people and he says to them that this message or this mission that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with is not sorcery, it is not magic, it is not poetry, it is not foretelling. It is something that is divine, something that has a divine splendor and majesty. And perhaps you may see the consequence of this message that he has come with in a short time. And listen to me, O people of Quraysh, listen to me. Leave the person. Let him do what he pleases. Don't interfere with what he is doing. If he has been defeated by the Quraysh, then the Quraysh, or he has been defeated by the Arabs, then they have sufficed you. And if it is the other way around, that he has overcome all Arabs and non-Arabs, then his honor is your honor, his kingdom is your kingdom. But my suggestion to you is just leave the man, don't interfere with him. So the kuffar also understood the truth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of his words, but it was that stubbornness that had overtaken them that would not allow them to see the truth. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the process of creation, how it commenced, the process of creation of the earth and the heavens, starting off with the earth. It was still in the raw material, in the form of the raw material, without any shape and without any order. And thereafter, Allah Ta'ala had given it the shape and the order that we see now presently. Then he had placed the mountains, the vegetation, the crops, the rivers, and the streams. So it was all done in some sequence. Let's have a story.